Wilcox, St. Helena, California, July 25th, 1911. Brother Wilcox, Tacoma Park Station, Washington. Dear Brother Wilcox, a few days ago I received a copy of the new edition of the book Great Controversy, recently printed at Mountain View, and also a similar copy printed at Washington. The book pleases me. I have spent many hours looking through its pages, and I see that the publishing houses have done good work. The book Great Controversy I appreciate above silver or gold, and I greatly desire that it shall come before the people. While writing the manuscript of Great Controversy, I was often conscious of the presence of the angels of God, and many times the scenes about which I was writing were presented to me anew in visions of the night, so that they were fresh and vivid in my mind. Recently, it was necessary for this book to be reset, because the electrotype plates were badly worn. It has cost me much to have this done, but I do not complain. For whatever the cost may be, I regard this new edition with great satisfaction. Yesterday, I read what W.C. White has recently written to canvassing agents and responsible men at our publishing houses regarding this latest edition of Great Controversy, and I think he has presented the matter correctly and well. When I learned that Great Controversy must be reset, I determined that we would have everything closely examined to see if the truths it contained were stated in the very best manner, to convince those not of our faith that the Lord had guided and sustained me in the writing of its pages. As a result of the thorough examination by our most experienced workers, some changing in the wording has been proposed. These changes I have carefully examined and approved. I am thankful that my life has been spared, and that I have strength and clearness of mind for this and other literary work. While preparing the book on the Acts of the Apostles, the Lord has kept my mind in perfect peace. This book will soon be ready for publication. When this book is ready for publication, if the Lord sees fit to let me rest, I shall say Amen and Amen. If the Lord spares my life, I will continue to write and to bear my testimony in the congregation of the people, as the Lord shall give me strength and guidance. There is now a great work of soul saving to be accomplished in the home field. There should be a general awakening on the part of the people and fresh efforts made to get the light of present truth before the world. In cities and villages and towns, in every possible way, let the light shine forth. Missionaries are needed everywhere, and hundreds of workers from our ranks should be carrying the light of truth to those who know it not. The messengers of truth must be wide awake. The Lord says to them, "Let light go forth in warnings and in opening and explaining the scriptures to the people." Day by day, golden opportunities are opening for our publications to go forth as silent messengers of truth. Let men and women be selected for the canvassing work, not from the floating, careless element, but from those who carry a burden for the extension of the knowledge of truth. Keen foresight and consecrated ability are needed at this time. Let those be selected for the canvassing work who are adapted to this line of work. Let not these feel that they must work hard to obtain a license to preach. The Lord is calling for efficient laborers in many lines of service. If there is one work more important than another, it is that of getting before the people the publications that will explain to them the Word of God. Parents should consider that their children are constantly beset by temptation. They would receive strength to resist temptation if they would study with deep searching of heart the books containing the light of truth for this time. Parents, do not encourage your children to read literature that will be no help to them spiritually. Do not encourage them to read the story of the life of Christ in the form of a novel. We need to make solid, earnest preparation for the great day of God. God calls for missionary work to be done in our homes. Years have passed into eternity, leaving undone the work of conversion that should have been accomplished in our families. Many of our youth are not being fitted for the work that needs to be done. They are to let the light of truth shine forth in their lives.